Radish on the Radio is a partnership between Radish Magazine and WVIK. For this episode, editor Sarah Gardner visited Kathy LaFrenz of Miss Effie's Country Flowers and Garden Stuff.
Step onto the grounds of Miss Effie's Country Flowers and Garden Stuff outside Donahue, Iowa, and it's hard to miss what makes this small farm cultivated by Kathy LaFrenz distinctive. Flower beds spread to the edge of a cornfield in evenly spaced rows, filled with vibrant blooms and the drowsy humming of bees. In the middle stands the summer kitchen, a small building stocked with hand-sewn aprons, jars of jam, embroidered tea towels, and other crafts. And then there are the chickens, lots of colorful clucking chickens.
We have about 20 different breeds of chickens, and I have my first golden lace Cochins, and I'm really excited. They're just balls of feathers. We also have Buff Orpingtons and Barred Rocks and Cuckoo Marins and a lot of variety. I only wanted 12 to start out with, but chickens are addicting. And we have 70, and I sell fresh eggs. We say we have pretty eggs from pretty chickens.
You might call it the feminine side of farming, part of our agricultural heritage that Kathy seeks to celebrate on her farm. According to the most recent census data collected by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, women comprise 30% of all farmers today. But women have always played an integral role on family farms, says Kathy. Those tea towels and jam jars may seem whimsical, but they're serious business.
I like to focus between the 1930s and the 1960s, the early 1960s, and tell the story of what women did to support themselves on a farm or to add income to the farm. So we do that by showing quilt blocks on our barn to tell the story of women sewing and quilting. We do that by selling jam and eggs and by selling flowers on the farm.
It's a history Kathy knows well. Both of her grandmothers were hardworking farm wives. One helped bring in income during the Great Depression by selling baked goods, chickens, butter, cream, and eggs produced on the farm. The other raised flowers for her church. Their efforts helped make ends meet for their families. At her farm, Kathy not only continues these traditions, she invites visitors to experience a bit of farm life themselves.
We offer customers the chance to come out to the country and just stroll through rows of flowers and pick whatever they want. And we invite them to bring picnic lunches. And what we want people to do is connect with the countryside.
Her interest in sharing and celebrating the role women played on the farm and the role agriculture has played in American culture is part of what led Kathy to have her farm become a registered site in the Silos and Smokestacks National Heritage Area.
The National Heritage Areas have been developed by the National Park Service, and they are a partnership of private and public places. Different individuals and different organizations can tell a particular story of a region. And here in Iowa, in a 37-county area, we are lucky enough to be part of Silos and Smokestacks, the National Heritage Area for Agriculture.
You can read more about Kathy LaFrenz at radishmagazine.com and discover more people involved in healthy living from the ground up in the pages of Radish Magazine. For Radish on the Radio and WVIK, I'm Sarah Gardner.
Radish on the Radio is made possible on WVIK by the Singh Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a natural ecology through education and conservation.